look, it's the award-winning Ellis and John. 5 years at Global, you leave 6 months, and then you get a Radio Academy Award. How does that happen?
Well, because Global boycott these awards, so we weren't previously eligible for them.
No, it was a rhetoric question.
Well, it's not, though, is it? Because it's a real-world question. It's so nice to be here with so many creative people who are doing such an incredible mix of things. You know, from the awards night, you've got comedy, you've got documentary, you've got people telling really important stories, and people making connections with their audience that I think is unique to radio and podcasts. People who have a relationship with their listeners that is unlike anything else, and that's why in a digital world people feel a special relationship with the things they listen to. And I think it's weathered the digital age in such an incredible way whilst embracing new media.
And it's where I feel most comfortable. And I've been a radio listener since I was about 10. My mum and dad used to have the Radio Wales breakfast show on when I was on the school run in primary school. And now I work in the industry I love with my best friend and our peers, seemingly like what we do. So this is it's a huge moment. I'm very surprised. I didn't expect to win, genuinely. I hadn't prepared anything. So, this is very, it's a wonderful moment.
And I think it's fair to say, listening to your first few shows at Five Live, you were perhaps apprehensive because you wouldn't have the music to rely on in between the stuff that you were doing. And the reaction you got from the audience perhaps was a little bit disheartening. But you've overcome that, and 6 months in, the show is doing fantastic.
Well, it's just a new skill. And when we first did radio in commercial radio, that was a new skill. When you have to talk for 25 minutes or half an hour, whatever, you can't practice radio, which in a way with stand-up comedy, we're both stand-up comedians. We're used to being able to practice what we do before people hear it. With radio, you can't. So your first ever broadcast is your first go at it. But, you know, we found our feet and it took time, and we won people over, and some people we didn't win over, and that's fine. Because when radio changes, it's much more dramatic to them than if TV changes. So no one texts BBC Two going, Life of Animals has finished and I'm really angry about what you've replaced it with, because they understand that's the nature of TV. Whereas with radio, it's a bit like going, oh, you can't talk to your best friend anymore, and there's a new best friend who you've never met. And without exception, the naysayers and doubting Thomases, this is the great thing about radio, will be the ones that when Ellis and I eventually leave or get sacked or whatever, will be the ones going, bring back Ellis and John, because it just takes a while to get into their routine.
I also understand it, because like all radio listeners, I'm incredibly habitual with my listening habits. So when things change, I don't like it. And I understand that for the first year, you are a brand new show and people have to get used to you. And I think we are winning people over, and I'm very proud of what we've achieved. So I'm just delighted. I thought I was going to be much cooler about it than I am, but I'm thrilled, so I'm very pleased.
And finally, I suppose the move to Five Live has enabled you to do more, and you've done another podcast, the How Do You Cope podcast, which has been perhaps quite different from some of the comedy and things that you've done, quite a serious subject sometimes.
Yeah, well, it's nice to be sort of part of a broader family. It's nice to be able to not only do stuff like How Do You Cope, but be able to chat to Jimmy Anderson every so often.
Or Ellie Oldroyd.
I went to Lords and I got to meet Ellie Oldroyd. I got to meet Jonathan Agnew. It's nice.
We put 10-pin bowling on the radio, well, on a podcast, and they said it couldn't happen. And I think it probably shouldn't ever again.
And that's the sort of social upside of the massive cut we've taken in ad revenue.
But you've got an award, and that's what matters. So well done, guys. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Thank you so much. It's very kind of you.